I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
No NCAA tournament this year. Last night would have been the national championship game, but fear not. Because Wolverine Studios has run a simulation and we have a national champion. Cue the music. All right, so let me give you some of the early upsets. There weren't a ton. There was one 5-12 upset. UCLA advanced over number 5, Ohio State. There was a 13 over a 4 in the biggest upset seeding-wise in this simulated tournament. 13-seeded New Mexico State taking out 4-seeded Oregon. And the number 2-seed Aztecs from San Diego State only make it one win in the round of 32. They got knocked off by the 10-seeded Xavier. Here is your Elite Eight. Again, no double-digit seeds. This was a power team Elite Eight. Duke, Kansas, Michigan State, Gonzaga, Dayton, Creighton, BYU, and Michigan. The highest seeds in there, BYU as a 5-seed, Michigan as a 6-seed. In the Final Four, you had traditional powers. Kansas against Duke in one side, Michigan State against Gonzaga in the other side. Would this be the year that Gonzaga won the national championship? Unfortunately, no. For those of you in Spokane Bulldogs Nation, have to wait another year. In the NCAA tournament simulation last night, it was Duke taking the banner, beating Michigan State last night for the 2020 national championship. Now, this was a simulation run by Wolverine Studios and Draft Day Sports, College Basketball 2020. Joining us is the founder of Wolverine Studios, Gary Gorski. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, DA.
How we doing?
I'm doing great. You don't know how good it is to hear that CBS music. We've missed it so much.
I know. We play this basically every morning just to keep our juices flowing throughout March, now early April. I got to say, I'm very disappointed. I cannot have Duke winning a virtual national championship. This is the one we can actually control. We can't have Coach K hanging yet another banner here, Gary.
Well, I guess there's something for realism then, huh?
But I suppose so.
When we did the tournament, we wanted to make sure that we kept the pureness of the tournament. So we only ran it through once, and we let the game decide who was going to be the winner.
How did you guys insert the seedings for all of the teams?
So we worked really closely with our mod community to get real teams and logos in the game. And we set up the teams according to their strength. So we had to do a lot of work inside the code to mod this, to set up the seeds where we wanted to set the teams with the proper amount of strength. And then we were able to let the simulation take it from there.
Does a simulation factor in history? In other words, since we always seem to have a 5-12 upset, does the computer simulation know there's going to be one 5-12 more than likely? You guys had that.
Yeah, no, the simulation doesn't know that. It's just how it worked out with the seedings. I think, when you seed them, sometimes they might seed them, I think, where they think there could be a 5-12 upset. So I think we kind of kept that stuff in mind with the people we worked with to do the seeding. And, we got one there.
Why did you decide to only run it through once? A lot of computer simulations do it thousands of times, then takes kind of the compilation and what was the most popular outcome.
Right. And normally we would have done that, but the thing about the tournament is that the tournament is so popular because you get that one in a million run. And, you know, simulating it 1,000 times would have taken that away, and we probably would have ended up with just a chalk bracket all the way through. So we wanted that excitement. We wanted the New Mexico State ability to make a Cinderella run there to the Sweet 16, and we didn't want to take that away.
Gary Gorski joins us, founder of Wolverine Studios. They ran a simulation for the NCAA tournament. It was Duke over Michigan State last night in the national championship game. Their Final Four also included Kansas and Gonzaga. It was high on chalk, your simulation. There wasn't a lot of lower seeds, if you will, that danced through. The highest seeds of the Elite Eight were the lower seeds, BYU and Michigan, 5 and 6. Why do you think that was?
You know, I think that there's a lot of parity in college basketball, but I think that the top teams really have players who can get them through, and I think that's what our simulation showed this year, with especially with Duke and Michigan State, their guard play, and you know, it helps get them through the tournament, and I think that's why we saw the power teams there at the end.
Did Coach K reach out to you after last night looking for a banner?
No, he didn't.
Okay, so you guys have Draft Day Sports, College Basketball 2020. It allows fans to build their own college basketball team from recruiting right through the tournament. There is no EA Sports NCAA basketball anymore. A lot of people lament the end of that. So how does this differ, and how do fans kind of play along with college basketball here?
So our games differ because they're management and simulation style games. So your success isn't determined by how well you can push buttons on your Xbox or PlayStation. So our game gives you the opportunity to go in and be a coach, and you play out a career. So you recruit every season, you set your strategies, you can coach the games and make substitutions and watch the results play out. We have a very active and helpful community for new players and for modders to mod the game to get their teams in, or their coaches or players or whatever they want. And it's very easy to play, and you can spend many, many hours just progressing through your own career and seeing how you could do as a head coach.
We had on one of the developers of Out of the Park Baseball 2021, which is kind of the same idea, building rosters, looking at the analytics, and really being more of a GM than a player, like the old school video games. You would play as a player, but instead now, why do you think so many people nowadays would prefer the roster build, the recruiting, instead of the actual gameplay?
I think that fans are smarter now, and they're so much into the analytics, like you said, and the management and the thinking. And, you know, they think that they can draft better, they can trade better, they can build a better team. And our games like that, games like ours, give them that opportunity to sit there and play it out. They don't have to wait for fantasy results. They don't have to wait to see what happens in real life. And right now there is nothing going on in real life. So they can sit there and have all the sports they want all day long and test their skills and see if they really could build better rosters.
So you can take over your favorite school, and then you can recruit all of the players, and you can kind of watch it unfold over the years and see if you can build a program up on the program.
Exactly. And then you also have the opportunity to change schools along the way, and, you know, get better jobs and maybe work your way up to what would have been your dream coaching job.
Oh, so you can be an opportunistic assistant coach or head coach that just leaves for the better offer, even though your players don't get paid.
Yes. And we even have it built in where you can turn on a feature where you can help players come to your school and maybe leave before you get found out about it.
Oh, is that right? Okay, I want to know about this. How is this? How does this work? You can do some underhanded recruiting?
Yes, you can. We do have that option in the game. And, you know, sometimes the game finds out and punishes you in your school, and sometimes not, just like in real life.
No, this is amazing. So what's the option to illegally recruit? Is it about payment of players? I mean, do you organize somebody's car payment? What goes on here?
During the recruiting model, you have a couple of options that you can choose to bribe some of the virtual players there. And, you know, and the game keeps track of it and does investigations from time to time to see if you've been on the up and up, and if not.
That's incredible. you have a cheating option within your college basketball recruiting program building. So when you play it, do you opt to cheat?
No, because I don't want my reputation sullied in the game, so I wouldn't. Okay.
I think I would. I have to admit, I think I would, because I used to play a lot of college basketball and college football on video game systems like PlayStation and build a program. And recruiting, when you take over a program and you keep getting beaten in recruiting, you know, it's really frustrating. You want to just slip some money under the table. You want to set up a condo payment, obviously. So I love the fact that with Draft Day Sports, I'm allowed to do this. Whose idea was this?
Well, this was my idea, but, you know, we wanted to keep things as realistic as possible for people who like realism. And if not, they can turn it off and pretend those things don't exist in the college basketball world.
Hysterical. WolverineStudios.com is the website for Draft Day Sports College Basketball 2020. They ran a simulation of the NCAA tournament. And last night, Duke beat Michigan State for the national championship, the Final Four, Duke, Kansas, Michigan State, and Gonzaga. He's Gary Gorski, founder of Wolverine Studios. Gary, fun stuff this morning, man. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me. I had a great time.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.